serving up the hottest beat.
Hottest
beat with the hottest DJ. The hottest DJ.
Hey, welcome to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Now I'm your host, Supreme.
And your boy, Jay Payton, with the co-hosting, man. What's happening, Supreme?
Ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? We just chilling here, you know what I'm saying? Doing our thing. Bumping, playing on the live show on the radio. I mean, on the web, excuse me.
What's up? They already know.
Yeah. So what's up with you, man? What's new with you, bro?
Oh, man, a lot of things. Actually, the first thing I wanted to talk about was the little hip-hop invasion. If you guys missed it, you missed out. You know, hopefully you can make it to the next time. But we had a lot of people come out, a lot of people, you know, having fun, dancing, drinking. I know I had me a couple of drinks. I was feeling, you know what I mean? Had me walking in the chairs and all that. I'm like, man, it was cool, though, man. It was real straight.
Yeah, man. You got a lot of footage and whatnot?
Yeah, I got a decent amount of footage, man. I was drinking a little bit more than filming, but hopefully...
You was double dipping.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully when I put this video up, you know, a lot of people come check it out, so it'll make them want to come to the next one. Because I know a lot of people were supposed to show, and some of y'all was either lazy, couldn't find babysitters. I mean, bring your baby. Yeah, just sneak them in a purse or something, in a bag or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Bang Out Radio, it's a family affair, you know what I'm saying? We do it big, you know?
Yes, sir. One more thing, my bad. Comedy show going to be at Par's Restaurant out there. I'm gonna be up there performing some comedy. So if you guys don't have anything to do, it's going to be on a Sunday, June 5th. At Pars, it's like a Persian restaurant, real good food there. They got like the shish kebabs, they got, you know, and it'll be cool for the black folk because, you know, we see stuff on the menu and we can't read it, we ain't trying to order it, but you know, I say we just go ahead and do that, you know. You always look for the chicken and all that, just, you know, get them le put put, whatever that stuff was. I don't know, it's good though.
Yeah, man, go up there, get your little curry at Pars in Palmdale on 10th Street West, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real live event over there, you know? So, hey, man, did you check out the question of the day, man? What you
question
think?
Of the day.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I did. And, I'll let you go ahead and word it because I just know I'm going to mess it all up. Go ahead.
All right, man, question of the day today for all y'all out there, all the Grind Nation folks out there. Can you maintain a relationship in the music or entertainment game? Like, or can any, you know, if people can maintain a relationship, you know, because a lot of people breaking up in the entertainment game, music and whatnot, but there's also a lot of power couples, you know what I'm saying? So you want to hear y'all take on it and whatnot and see what's going on with that. So question of the day, can you maintain a relationship in the music or entertainment game? Either or, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of one in the same and everything. So, man, what you think about that, man?
I'm going to tell you my opinion, man, honestly, because I don't really rap or nothing like that. I don't know. It might be a little different. I do comedy, acting, and stuff like that. But there are some similarities when it comes to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Start getting a little bit of fame, a little recognition, you know, people start to, you know, their minds kind of wander, you know what I mean? But to be honest with you, I think it's possible, man. I really do. I think it's possible, but I doubt that it's easy. I know for a fact it ain't easy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got all these girls all around you or guys on the girl, whatever. Whatever the case may be. I know it can't be easy. So I believe you can, though. I mean, a little bit of willpower. Maybe a lot of willpower.
Yeah.
You know?
The devil is alive out there. The devil is alive, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all got to be on your P's and Q's if you is trying to maintain a steady relationship. Keep your solid down, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so let's get into some of this hot music, you know what I'm saying, by the way, you know, because that's what we here for, blazing the hottest independent artists on the web, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into our first track, Flying, by the boy Shade to Black.
Alert.
Open your soul, ground down.
Looking for a bike right now.
Boat pass up, man. Little scooter.
Road,
razor.
Rollerblades or something. Nah, probably not rollerblades. They probably think I'm funny.
Yeah, rollerblades. Crazy thing is I seen somebody on rollerblades the other day, man. Yo, this is an announcement to all the people out there, man. If you're over 13 years old, let the rollerblades go.
Yeah.
If you're over 13 years old, please let the rollerblades go, man. That's not a form of transportation anymore.
Man, I'm tired of it. You like 32, 40 years old with some rollerblades. You got braces. I'm not even lying, man. I saw this dude last week. Skinny jeans, braces, and some rollerblades. I'm not even lying.
Like, come on, man.
Look at me. He had the nerve to look at me like, why are your pants so big? Oh, my God.
Because I don't want you to see how much money I got in my pocket.
For real. I want to see your shape. What dude you know when everybody see his shape?
Dog,
I got hips, huh?
Like, I see your CarMax in your pocket, man. You know, got 38 cents in your pocket, man. You need to hold that. Let me get a quarter. I'll say, though, that's crazy, man. But
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on these days, man. I mean, like, everybody's like, I don't know. It's different. It's like, remember back then when we had the big 7X t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, man. That was, man. Everybody was a thug. Everybody was a dope boy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 7X t-shirts, riding on a bike on the pegs and all that, and then everybody used to clown on us, clown on a t-shirt. But I'd rather go back to them days than these skinny jeans, man. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, man, for real, man. They're like, it's crazy, man. But I don't know, man. It's kind of, I kind of got my own style, you dig?
You got people like, I don't know, man, I was clowning on somebody one time, and they were like, yo, that's swag, homie. You obviously don't have no swag. I'm like, dog, that's not.
We got all the swag in the world, man. But, yeah, let's hit these phone lines, man. Call it 2096. You on the grind.
Hey, yeah. First, I want to give big ups to my son-in-law, James, right there.
Oh, man, he's doing his thing, man. Big up to Jay Payton. Who is this?
Is that LBC right there?
Yeah, this is Long Beach, baby. You know, we
represent. Long Beach. Calling in from LBC, man.
Yeah, I just was looking in on a little bit of that. I just hit y'all on Facebook, and I saw you guys was on. So I just wanted to comment on one little thing that y'all was just talking about, them little skinny jeans. Not feeling them.
Yeah.
I'm old school, so. I got a question y'all should post up here. Uh-huh. How do you portray yourself as being hard street core with them tight jeans on?
I'm not feeling that. I think that might be the question of the week. Next week question, that might be the question of the day. Man.
A lot of guys now,
walking around and they sagging and they... I mean, you know what? Back in my day when I was in them streets, I couldn't take nobody like that serious. I would laugh.
Yeah.
You know, you hit me up and your pants is tighter than your sister's. You can't do it.
Oh, man. We need to take it back to the old school, man. Take it back to them golden days, man. Real shit, man. Yeah, man. Hey, did you check out the question of the day?
Yeah. And I believe it can. It can make it. I mean, it's a matter of the individual, you know. As far as relationships in the music industry, as my son-in-law tell you there, I know a lot of people. I grew up with them and watched them grow up in movie industry, music industry. It's possible. I mean, like I said, it goes to the individual. How serious do you take your marriage or your relationship?
Yeah, that's real.
There's going to be challenges out there, but... like I tell the guys now, I used to be out there running. So I tell the guys, put yourself in that female spot when you do your dirt. You know, because when you flip the script, how you going to feel if she did that to you?
Yeah, that's real talk.
You know, so when you sit back and you listen to it, you know, it's something to kind of, you know, look at.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. We got to put put us in a women's place, you know, because, I mean, we don't be thinking about that sometimes and all that.
No.
Yeah, but, you know.
There was a time I didn't think about it, so I know.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk,
LBC,
man.
Yeah, well, yo, we call him LBC. He don't know, but I call him LBC.
Yeah, LBC, the builder.
One of the wisest dudes I know. You know what I mean? He started talking to everybody gathering around, like, you know, like, oh, he's a messiah. You know what I mean? You know, he teaches me a lot of stuff, so. You know.
Yeah, real talk, man. Real talk, man. But we appreciate you calling in, man, giving us your input on whatnot, showing us love and all that on the grind.
Yeah, I'm going to spread the word down here what you guys are doing so y'all can get more feedback, too.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. You take it easy.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Caller 9981, you're on the grind.
You already know who it is. What's good with it?
Oh, all yeah. Right.
I didn't have to call out the number.
You shouldn't even call out the number. You already know it. So, Fez, okay, what's good with it?
Okay.
What's up with you, C-Boss?
How
you doing?
Oh, you know I'm great, of course. I'm calling this show on Bang Out Radio, some love on Grind Network.
Yeah. Bang Out in the building, man. So what's up with you, though, man? Did you hear the question of the day?
What, about the relationship thing?
Yeah. We want to get your input on that, man, because you're a she boss in the game and all that. So you want to see what's up with that.
Well, I mean, honesty is everything, of course. I mean, if you got that, I mean, anything can, you know, is possible. If you got honesty in a relationship, I mean, it shouldn't matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing.
That's true,
I mean,
man.
It works out. If you guys got honesty, it should work out. I mean, if you don't, then it's not even a waste of, you know.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk. So you in the 661 today, or are you in the 702? Because, you know, you be state jumping like a mud. You be everywhere, girl.
Well, actually, I'm still in the 661. I'm going back to the 702 tonight, baby. I'm driving as we speak, of course.
She breaking laws for us all the time. You stay breaking laws for us, girl.
She one of the boldest women I know.
You know what I'm saying?
You already know what it is. Yes.
Tope, hey, did you have fun the other night?
No.
No?
No.
I did.
I know you did. Well, actually, you know what I'm saying? Like I told everybody, you know what I'm saying? That was graduation week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we kicked off Hip Hop Invasion, but it's not the last Saturday you dig. But everybody that did come out, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's what it is. Topaz love everybody. But you already know the double whammy is on the 3rd and the 4th. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kick off that Saturday. We're going to get the Saturdays popping at Mazika's just like my Friday. Everybody know if you ever came out to my Fridays, you already know it'd be off the chain, packed, hot in that motherfucker. You feel me? So we're going to get the Saturdays just like that. You dig?
We're going to get it packed in there like a slave boat, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So come out there, man. It's a bang out weekend on the 3rd and the 4th. June 3rd and 4th, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Double whammy, glow in the dark.
Yeah, so I text everybody. So make sure you text all your 661 friends, you dig?
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
Anybody and everybody in 661, man. But we about to get into another one of these blazing joints.
Yes, sir. We got here Smoking by Priest.
On bangoutradio.com.
Roll that switch and pass that joint. Got some cognac, liquor, some badass.
Trying
to get high. When I'm
rolling,
oh, you already know. Some homegrown gangsters, we gon' keep it smoking.
I'm fired up, just smoked an entire blood. I'm tired plus hella hungry, homes high as fuck. Driving stuff, doing 90 plus. And I buy rush hour, up and power, and driving drunk for hours. Damn, like, where the hell have I fucking been? Smoking, rolling, it's all of my money spent. Blowing token on the phone, trying to honey drip. Loaded, floating till I hit the strip. Bitch, get in the car, cause we got far to go. Here, hold the pill. Gonna take a whiff, blow dozer with a pimp, and then blow this dick. That there's what I'm talking about. The blunt's in mine, but my balls are in her mouth. Let's ride.
Roll that switch and pass that joint.
Tryna get high.
Got some cognac,
tryna get high.
Some badass hoes.
Tryna get high.
They all wanna roll with gas.
Tryna get high.
So you already know.
Tryna get high.
Some homegrown gangsters, we gon' keep it smoking.
Standing there smoking a lot,
thought it was really wrong. And after that switching, we hit the bong. I'm pressing replay to play the song. I'm putting a roach up in the bong. I'm taking the hit to fill my lungs. No longer a roach, the weed is gone. And breaking it, rolling it, holding it, choking it. Still don't stop us, I'm keeping us from smoking it. Robbing it, pillaging, stealing it, killing. Things you do to keep it while living. Say, bang your bra, but not to fall. Things you do to keep it from falling. Say, making it down until time is climbing. Things you do to just wasting no time. And if you miss the city, that's on my list. The place I dwell is the 206.
Roll that switch, I pass that switch. Got some cognac, got some badass hoes. They all wanna roll with gas, so you already know. Some homegrown gangsters, we gon' keep it smoking.
Network on bangoutradio.com. Yeah, that was the boy Priest with Smoking. Hey, Topaz, you still there? Topaz.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, what's up with you?
Nothing, I'm driving.
All right, man, we gonna let you go before them popos try to get you, catch you riding dirty
oh,
and
no.
all that.
Oh, no. They're not
yeah.
going to get me, baby.
Oh, you in the Fast and the Furious car?
I got this.
I respect that, man.
She must know that little little trick.
I already know I got this.
You got the Nas in the back.
just drive to drop.
All right, Topaz, we appreciate you calling in and showing love to your boys.
You already know that. Keep it up, and get some callers. You already know. And we got some callers that got noise in the background, man. Make sure you're somewhere in the quiet spot so we can hear these coaches, okay, you guys? But I'm out.
All right, good looking. Right. Yeah, let's get
Ayo, Supreme.
Yeah.
Hey, remember how I said I got to watch what I say on here?
Yeah.
Just call in like, hey.
I told you, man. Got to watch what you say, man. You trying to get caught up being on that couch, man. Yeah, man. But let's hit these phone lines, man. Call it 9947. You on the grind. Hello, call it 9947. You're on the grind. I think they got they butt dialing over there, man. man.
Something going on.
Yeah, we gonna go back to them, you know what I'm saying? But man, make sure y'all still check out that double whammy. The double whammy is going down, man. June 3rd and 4th, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio weekend and everything. So y'all come, it's gonna be at Mazika's. So y'all call in, come up there and whatnot. All independent artists need to be up there. All people in the 661, you love having a good time, you need to be up there, man. We're going to have all our wonderful hosts in there and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't doing nothing else, so might as well.
You know what I'm saying? You know damn well you ain't doing
nothing. Ain't got nothing to do.
You know what I'm saying? But to do that, you know what I'm saying? But also check us out. Check our other shows, too, on bangoutradio.com, too. L.A. Drina on Tuesdays, Twisted Tuesdays from 6 to 8. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing out there. Marley B, West Good Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? He played her at the top of the hour, ooh, baby. You know what I'm saying? She on from 5 to 7 p.m., you know what I'm saying? And Topaz Lachey, you know what I'm saying? And that's the Sheet Balls of them all, you know, replay Thursdays from 2 to 4 and Bang Out Fridays from 4 to 6. And we also got a new addition to our family, too, on bangoutradio.com. We got Baby G on Saturdays, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to give Baby G a round of applause for that, you know what I'm saying? So she's doing her thing and all that. So we got a new show on Saturday, so y'all check that out and all that. And we're going to get into another one of these hot joints, you know? So we're going to play Baby Girl by my boy Silk King, you know what I'm saying? So y'all get it on Grind Out Network on bangoutradio.com.
It don't matter what they say, 'cause baby, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
The way you got me doing things that I don't usually do.
every man know the truth when he first meet a chick. At first, just a pic in short messages. Hey, how you doing? Where you from? What's your sign? Do you got any kids? Can you accept mine? I'm fine all the time, but mama, thanks for asking. Don't mean to be drastic, but we should do gymnastics. I'm just playing, but I'm really not. When you came in the spot, I came on the spot, and that's hot.
Don't walk, don't walk, don't walk for me, mommy, don't walk, don't walk, ayy. free. Die with the SA, change the AZ. Saudi ain't playing. Saudi get paid. And if you for Saudi, you might get sprayed. Saudi so bad. Saudi so rude. Saudi take a hood rat and make it look good. Saudi tatted it up. Keep a band free. Dolce & Gabbana frame sitting in the beam. Louis V. Band, Louis V. Slip. How you know it's Louis V? G is said on the tip. Check the price tag. Then check the swag. If the smack, then that means shout it bang.
Imagine out there in the South, shouting. Well, I don't know if he was one of those. He sound like it.
Yeah, man. But that, I mean, that is a thumper, though, man. Them South artists really do have them thumps in the trunk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. But like we said, man, y'all back on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. And the question of the day is, can you maintain a relationship in the music or entertainment game? You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of feedback on our Facebooks and whatnot, Facebooks and via email. So, man, but call in. We want to hear y'all response live, you know what I'm saying? So call in to 661-621-7559 and everything. So, and everything like that. Ladies, we want to hear from you especially, you know what I'm saying?
It's real. I thought that was going to be my next thing, too.
Yeah, ladies, we want to hear from y'all because y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all really sometimes got to deal with the bun of everything, you know?
Yeah.
In the game and all that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, you know what I'm saying? But let's hit these phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Let's hit the line caller 9947. You're on the grind.
Crane team with a dope.
What's up with it, man? Is that boy Otto?
Yes, sir. All
right, what's up?
With you?
What's good with you, boy?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, you're over here on the grind. You know what I'm saying? Grinding hard.
See, all day. Anything else would be uncivilized.
Man. It really would, man. So what's up with you, man? Where you calling from? You calling from 661 Palmdale, P-Dale?
Yeah, man. I took down to the Dale, man. You know what I'm saying? It's trying to get everything organized for the remainder of the week, you know what I'm saying, trying to knock out these bangers so I could have them ready for you next week and everything, you know what I'm saying, just trying to polish everything up, you know what I'm saying, tighten up the loose screws and shit, you know.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. We always need new music, man. So all the artists out there, man, if you got any music, send it to grindnetwork@hotmail.com. You can send all new music tracks and everything like that. Comedians, you can send skits. Any artists, R&B, hip-hop, country, folk.
Just put like this. If you do something, send it in.
Yeah, if you're on your grind, do something, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Otto.
Hey, if you know deep down in your heart that shit is garbage, just, you know, try harder and just leave that shit on your laptop.
Man, yeah, I mean.
For real.
We ain't going to put it
saying.
Like that. but send your best quality. Send your best work. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. If you know deep down in your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A heart.
That shit is boo-boo. Yeah. That shit on your laptop.
Yeah, man, don't send in the practice run. Don't send in the rough cut. Yeah, we need all the final copies, man. So, Otto, man, I know you heard that question of the day, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I think it really depends on how strong each person is in the relationship, you know what I'm saying, and what's the underlying understanding in that relationship, you know what I'm saying. They got basically, you got, you know, certain females that really don't care what they do does on the road unless she bring that bread back, you know what I'm saying. As long as she gets paid, get her nails done, everything is taken care of at the house, she really don't care. But that's not speaking for all women, though, you know what I'm saying. You got those women that are just solid, you know what I'm saying. You got those couples that's really solid. You know, the artists go out there, he go on the road and shit like that. He really hold it down for his chick. You know what I'm saying? You got artists that don't. So, you know, it all depends on what type of the nature of the relationship, I would say.
Yeah, real talk, real talk. If y'all didn't hear, question of the day is, can you maintain a relationship, or anybody you know can maintain a relationship in the music or entertainment game? But, yeah, them is all strong points on that, you know. It just really is how you handling your business, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
and
if you ain't
out. What bracket you fall in? Like, what's your relationship bracket? Like,
yeah,
you know, some people get together because they better business partners than anything else. You know what I'm saying? They just stamp relationship on it, or, you know, they in it for, you know, physical reasons, or they in it for financial, whatever it might be. So, you know, it really depends, though. You know, that scale is really like 1 through 35. As far as that question.
Yeah,
you know,
some people want to merge, some people want to get together, some people want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just, I guess what you're saying is depends on the person and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But we want you to stay on the line, man. We want to talk to you some more, man. My boy Otto on the line, calling from the 661, man.
Doubt.
Yeah, man. But we're going to get into another one of these hot joints, you know what I'm saying, by the girl Topaz, Bossy Chick, on bangoutradio.com.
Topaz.
Woo!
They know, 'cause I'm a boss. They know, 'cause I'm a boss. They know, 'cause I'm a boss. They know, 'cause I'm a boss.
Projects in the works, man. What's up with the mixtape, man? When can we expect that?
So right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm still pushing Swagology 101. The next mixtape is I'm Stricken With Ill, and it'll be off the chain. I definitely am graduated, elevated the styles a little bit more, and really trying to focus on just delivering, you know what I'm saying, each joint, make sure each joint is just a banger, undeniable. Even if you don't like rap music, then you go bob your head to the shit, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, real talk.
Just working on that right now, man, but it's just like I've been trying to just change my routine up a little bit, you know what I'm saying, get a little inspiration from here, a little inspiration from there and shit like that, so I can come with some new material, new concepts, new bangers and shit like that, and that basically comes from you getting out there, networking a lot more and shit like that, so I just got
to,
you know what I mean, get on my feet and start moving.
Yeah, real talk, man. You got to get out there. Yep. You got to grind. You don't grind, you don't shine, man. So, man,
exactly.
All y'all independent artists, you need to get on this grind network tip, man. You know, it's going down,
man. Anybody know any car shows? Anybody got any, like, car clubs or anything like that? I'll ask your boy Supreme, man. We got something bubbling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anybody who functions with the car clubs and shit like that, I'll ask us.
Yeah, man, we getting it popping. So all the car club people out there, man, hit me up in the email. Send me an email, grindnetwork@hotmail.com. We got something big going on for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's in the cars, imports, old schools, muscle cars, you know what I'm saying? Oldies but goodies, man, we doing it, man. So just send us your emails at grindnetwork@hotmail.com and whatnot, man. So, so we should expect something new from you next week, right? You got something new for us,
huh? Yes, man. Yeah, it's definitely it's gonna be one of those classics, man. No exaggeration.
Classics, yeah, so, man. Cause don't come up here and use that classic word loosely, man. I heard you know what I'm saying. Well, people talking about classics, and that motherfucker was straight to release.
Nah, I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
DVD, you know, not even DVD.
One of those motherfuckers put it in the back of the CD list. Nah, but definitely it's gonna be something odd, you know what I'm saying? I've been learning how to take my time with my joints, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to like just knock out joints, but right now I'm just learning how to just perfect the craft, you know what I'm saying? Just really take my time on the banger instead of like just rushing through it, and you know what I'm saying? I'm eager for the people to hear it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna push it out there, but I've been learning how to take my time with it and really finesse it the way it ought to be, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's premium.
Yeah, real talk, man. Premium, man. I like that. Man, but hey, man. But yeah, man, my boy Otto, man, we appreciate you calling in, showing us love and all that on the Grind Network and everything. So, man, tell the people where they can see, find you at and everything, too.
Well, she gave me on Reverb Nation. I got a couple of joints on there, you know what I'm saying? Hit me on my FB, see me in Alexander, you know what I'm saying? And I got some ready for y'all this summer, you know what I'm saying? Just be patient, wait for it. Shout out to the whole Bang Out Radio family, Madrina, you know what I'm saying, Marley B, Topaz, of course, you, my boy Supreme, you know what I'm saying, definitely go through it big this year, and all my folks out there, you know what I'm saying, has been supporting, continue to support the network, continue to support the artists that's out there grinding and shit like that, and all the artists that's out there grinding, keep up the good work, nigga, keep striving for greatness, nigga, let's go.
Keep striving, man, we appreciate the love, my boy, man, good looking out for calling in, man.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. All right, but we're about to get into another one of these hot joints, you know?
Yo, I'm a God by Black Molly.
Right here on Grind Network.
Skirt, captain Kirk, the ship, I'm too fly for planet Earth, cause I'm a god, resurrected like detective. Bitches mobile, but I'm wrecking, cause I've been past go. Well, all you hoes are stuck in second OMG. They gon' holler cause I'm needed in the game room. No disrespect, but I'm the last level made, boo. You gotta pass the lil homie, so you pay dues. You heard the drive-by's way to Black Molly Crew. I'm writing out your destiny, giving you the recipe. You just a specimen, but oh my God. Like a hog, no guinea, Queen Kong, Big Willy Willy, bow to the game, it's a gamer face, face out to the face, so you taste no taste, I air first face, so I'm milling off face, if a bitch got beats, then I must engage, bass beat the, double up your maze, and you see me on your bitches like a $1 million chain, the New Testament that got them quoting every page, and I don't need no Afro plus to rock it in the rage, I'm a D-O-D with no G-E-D, and I be walking over water, don't you see my feet, I'm turning water in the yak with the bass on beat. So if they got a lot of problems, no, they don't want feet. Point me out the baddest hooker, and I'm on that head. I heard he licked a lot of bitches, I don't want that head. Put your money on the last time I own that bed. I'm killing bitches with the pen, I don't need no lead. Cause I'm writing out your destiny, giving you the recipe, you just a specimen. But oh my God.
I can get stuck up and fuck up and call it karma. She can suck your dick up and hiccup and call it pronto. Shit, round here, ayy, baby, I'm the god though. It's a cocky, my gun and I will pop it. Enemies give me reason, pro tools for your breezies. Pimpin', no pimpin', but remember pimpin' what he teaching. Shit, you a shipwreck, slowly you a seeking. Roll with Kush, what I'm seeking. Damn it, I am high, y'all Moscato, what I'm drinking. A milli, what I'm seeking. Church in the building, I'm a free spirit. If you need a little quiet, tell Tito, go and get it. I am ripping, just vomit. On this beat, I'm sickening. I say a hallelujah, motherfucker, pay attention. I am gold chain wearing, gas up, transaction. He's a G-O-D, make your bitch say, damn it.
I'm feeling you, you, you.
Network on bangoutradio.com. That was a girl, a new one, Feeling You by J Monique, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's like one of our newer songs, you know what I'm saying? We just got that hot off the press today.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was a feel one, man. I'm feeling the song selection today, man. It's like they're smoothing it out with the R&B and the, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop and everything, and we get some good R&B, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You have me over here dancing. I'm like, hold up.
Yeah, he over there slow dancing with himself, you know? Slow dancing with the mic over there, Jay?
You already know.
Crazy, buddy. You crazy, man.
Oh, I just want to remind everybody also, I'm going to be performing at Par's Persian restaurant out there in Palmdale. Palmdale on, I can't even think what street that is. Across the street from like the, from the bar, AB Mall and all that, next to Sonic's and all that.
Yeah.
Come up there. You can either, if you want, because I don't have all the information on me right now. You can go on my page, on my Facebook page, and look it up. It'll tell you all the little details. Gonna have some pretty good talent there and some good food and stuff. So, same thing, double whammy.
Over there at Mazika's,
on
June 3rd and 4th. You know what I'm saying? That's off the Sierra Highway between M and L, right behind the Shell gas station, you know what I'm saying? So
Two nights of pure fun.
Actually, three nights, you know what I'm saying?
Three nights.
It's going to be a bang-out radio weekend, you know what I'm saying? So y'all going to definitely have to if you can, come try to make all three events, you know what I'm saying? The double whammy, 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday, and June 5th at Pars, you know what I'm saying? The comedy show, you know what I'm saying? Get you some good dinner, some nice wine, take your little lady and all that, you know what I'm saying? Or ladies take your men, or, you know what I'm saying? Or men take your men, I don't know, whatever your style is, you know what I'm saying? Ladies take your ladies, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out there nowadays. You know?
I'm going to let you know right now, if I'm up there and I see a table with two dudes, just know I'm gonna say something. So, there's no choice. I'm going to have to.
They're going
to
be like, it was platonic. It's platonic. No.
Adam and Steve, yo, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, that's crazy. But don't take that as, you know what I'm saying, bashing, you know what I'm saying? We respect everybody out there. We love our gay people, the lesbian people, and
I just gotta have somebody to clown on. I mean, when it's a nice looking crowd, nobody look broke, because it's a real nice scenery in there, you know. Everybody look like they got money. So I gotta find something.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta dig to the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Oh, real shit, man. And if anything, We want to hear, you know, our team, we in California right now. We in Los Angeles, like in the Los Angeles area, around that area and everything like that. And our team ain't in the playoffs right now, since y'all know the world champion Lakers. We still champions until somebody get the new crown. But if your team is still in the playoffs, people calling from Miami, anybody in Miami, Chicago, Oklahoma City, or Dallas. Call in, man. We want to see y'all, you know what I'm saying, show y'all team some love and everything and every and whatnot. So Dallas, Chicago, Miami, and Oklahoma City, man. Call in. We want to hear y'all, you know what I'm saying. Y'all are privileged to be still in the NBA playoffs right now. So.
hey, well put right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So y'all call in and show y'all team some love, man, because they out there doing it right now and everything and whatnot. Yeah, man, I'm still a little hurt off of that, man. That Laker loss, man, that cut me deep, you know.
Yeah, that hurt.
And it kind of hurt the pockets too, man, because, you know. I got a little gambling problem. I'm seeking help, you know, so, you know. Bookie didn't chase me down and shit almost. I'm like, I'm with my daughter and everything.
Yeah. Don't you owe me something too? Nah.
Man, that was between me and you. You gonna bust me out on air too, live and everything. You couldn't say that before the show. We were just talking. man. But yeah, man, that NBA game, man, it's crazy, man. It's like, but we gonna be back next year, so don't trip off that, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, but like I said, man, if y'all ain't heard the question of the day already, you know what I'm saying? Is can you maintain a relationship in the entertainment or hip hop game? You know what I'm saying? They're one and the same. If you know anybody in there, or if you're in the game yourself, or you just see other things, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of entertainment stars is breaking up and everything. And when there's love and hip hop, I was watching the Love and Hip Hop the other day, you know what I'm saying, with my girl Keisha and all. And she, we just looking at it, it's like, damn, it's like, can they maintain and all that? Because it seemed like nobody had a good relationship in there or happy, you know what I'm saying?
Man, everybody depressed. But you know, whenever I watch that show, I try to watch the show. Whenever I watch it, I just can't help but to laugh because, I don't know, he called me messed up, but oh boy, mama, man, her voice is just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, dang. It's like, Jimmy, I love you, baby. Y'all ain't gonna let me see my granddaughter, my grandson. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then, did you see that post? Whose voice is worse, Keisha Cole mama or Jim Jones mama?
Oh, man. That's the question of the day right there.
Oh,
on everything.
Add that to the side right there.
Jim Jones mama sound like a nigga named Levi. Like, man, come on, man. Why are you talking like that? Are you inhaling the cigarettes?
Swallowing it whole or something or what?
And chewing the...
That ain't funny. I wish you would call in. Y'all need to stop talking about people.
Yeah. I'd be like, you just need to stop talking, period. Like, don't say another word to me at all. Direct your question to somebody else.
Hey, you know he was afraid when he was a kid. She probably used to tell him bedtime stories. Like, and then that little man went to the house.
Oh, man. She was the shit around story time, though. I bet she thought through all the voices.
Yeah, you thought she was in that story, huh?
She was the big bad witch on that one. She was giving it all, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, we need to stop.
Yeah, man, let me stop. Jim Jones mama, you know what I'm saying? You cool out
Shout
there.
Out to Jim Jones mama and Keisha Cole mama.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing your things out there. Y'all bred some superstars out there, you know? But, you know, we're about to get into another one of these hot joints on bangoutradio.com. And we're about to go into I Just Wanna by Hitman, you know what I'm saying? My cat's Hitman, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that joint on Grind Network.
Grind Network.
Bangoutradio.com.
Making a noise. My dick was a weapon. I say your voice. nasty boy.
I be on that, she be on that, we be on that freaky shit. Used to be a classy, something now she just a freaky chick. Talk to a Benjamin and then my friend will do a trick. Bend it over, just spread it open, yes, you guessed it, I'm a pimp. I invested lots of him, lots of time to keep in mind. Before I found her mama, she was down, her man was doing time. I just held it down, she hung around, I never made her cry. Well, only when I went deep. But never mind, I'm well inclined to pimp a dime. I spit the game and ease their mind. I never try, only do persistent with a follow through. Skinny niggas throw the dick that well. Hey, I'm a dog, I'ma hit it till this shit swell. Take her to a motel, keep you occupied for a week. And I bet you'll be losing more than you sleep. She stay in heat, always been and wanna marry. But dreaming, it's a low down dirty shame like Kane and she fainting for.
I'm talking about that freaky shit. That I be on. I'm talking about that freaky shit. That I be on. That I be on. That she be on. That we be on. That.
all them other niggas. Have you there what she say? She got that food package delivered every day. Hey, I just make a call, and she just come on running. Just got out work, feet hurt, but she still coming. Cause I'm a rubber down, touch her in every crevice. Explore the unexplored, I'm trying to get her ready. It's getting hot and heavy. Look, baby, tell me this. Are you a freak? Cause I'm a freaking girl.
Round two. Or really round three. get her. Find little Debbie, break her ass off prop. Come on, boys trying to press, I guess it's time to pull the chopper. And if they keep on talking, I was block a. I gotta get this money till my heart beats chopper. Keep on grinding the rock until I'm blowing off the powder. Cash rules everything, money is my power. Cream on the glow, can you taste the clam chowder? Time for the animal to bounce off the cage. I don't find my way around, I just burn down the maze. Plus I'm killing with a bag, yellow box. Better never catch a nigga's hands on my honey pot. Nah, I almost lost it, let's get back to the segment. Let me just break the game and take my pockets back to track back. Smoking on the Jody till I'm mumbling, now I'm stumbling on a way to try to keep this money coming. Yes, I'm about to
Radio.com. That was the boy Low Key, you know what I'm saying? New joint from Low Key, Freaky, you know what I'm saying? Representing the San Antonio area, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that was pretty clean for a Texas song, you know. I'm not saying anything about Texas, though, saying, but a lot of Texas people, you know what I'm saying, usually be rapping about cars and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he was doing his thing on there, man.
Yo, I was feeling that too.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
Yo, I just wanted to, I wanted to say something about, you know, my dad-in-law called earlier. I had a little flashback when I first met him. I don't know how many people didn't experience, you know, being the girl's dad and whatnot. Because there's a lot of families out there with no dads that ain't around. But this, you know, this man in particular family, you know, was a full family. So when I met him, he scared me to death. I ain't even gonna lie.
He said a full family. You know, you don't get many of those nowadays. You know,
really,
the mama and daddy together. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the people together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I don't know. The first time I met him, he was like, you know, what are you here for? Why are you here? Why are you trying to take my daughter out? And I really didn't know how to answer the question.
Wait, he said, why are you here?
Why are you here? And I'm like,
you don't want to give him the real question. I'm trying to give me some. No.
No, before I could even say anything like that, he said, well, look, I'm just going to let you know right now. I got a shovel and I got a gun, and it's a whole lot of desert. So, and that's pretty much all he had to really say. You know what I mean?
I don't think you should say that on air, man, because you're going to get the boy caught up, man. He's going to get him with a terrorist threat.
Maybe I'm trying to get him caught up, huh?
Man.
Payback.
Hey, man, but I understand how you feel, though, because, I mean, I'm a dad myself. You know what I'm saying? I got a little girl. She only one, though, but, you know what I mean? But when it comes to that point in time, I'm going to have to be on that tough, too, you know? Like,
exactly.
I'm putting niggas in chokeholds out here, man. I'm trying to break my little girl heart.
Like Bad Boys 2 over there.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. What if it came out like that, man? Probably had to be like, damn, dog, you know, I got to see you later, girl. You know what I'm saying? Your people tripping over here. They pulling burners out and everything.
Yeah, they a little too crazy.
Too crazy, man. Hey, man, but we got some of these dumbest laws, man. It's crazy. They got some of the dumbest laws out here in America. I don't say dumbest, but the oddest. It's like, why would you even have them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like, I'm looking at one in Nevada. It says it's illegal to ride a horse. No, excuse me. This is in Colorado. It's illegal to ride a horse under the influence.
Under the influence.
So all y'all people that like to drink and everything, you go to Colorado, just ride up there on your horse. You know what I'm saying?
So would you got to go to court for drinking and riding or something like that?
No. It's legal out there. Excuse me. It's illegal. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You'll get a drinking and riding. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You might be swerving in your horse, you know what I'm saying? Walking up to the side.
What's that, a D-A-R?
Yeah, D-A-R.
That's burnt out. No, I actually read one a long time ago. I can't remember what state. But it's actually illegal to harpoon a whale while driving.
While driving.
I'm like, that's a skillful dude that.
First of all, you got to ride on the coast.
Yeah.
And then you got to get close to them. Actually, that shouldn't be illegal. That should be honored. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing your thing out there. You got mad precision if you're doing
that. That's some skills right there. Legal. There's some killers out there, I guess.
Same, though. Like, I guess they had an epidemic of people harpooning whales. But, like, it's starting to stop.
That's burnt out, man.
I'm like, first of all, why would a whale be that close to the, I mean, I don't mean to keep gritting on that, but why would a whale be that close to the shore? Like,
I don't know,
it would be a shallow. All right, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how they came up with that law, man.
Just kind of like wrote them on pieces of paper and put them in hats and just kind of, you know, drew.
Yeah, like, we got a whale problem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But look, this is a crazy. This one, right, really, like, got to me. Like, why would you even think of this? In California, animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like.
So it's illegal? Okay, it's illegal for the animal?
Yeah, to mate.
Dang.
1,500 feet.
I'm like almost afraid to ask what happens if they get caught. I mean, like, what's gonna happen? You just gonna straight out kill them? They gonna get some jail time or cage time or what? What they gonna?
They go to the kiddo, I guess. You know, so they go to the shelter or whatever. You stay up there 30 to 20 days or something like that. 20 to 30 days. But I'm like, who thought of that? They was like, man, I seen this dog fucking next to my kid's school, and it was just like. I was so outraged.
Yeah.
I was livid. The kids had to watch that. They had to
come out of one of them Sunday services, man. You come out the church and this is some deer or something like that smashing right there. Oh,
like,
man.
I know this motherfucking elephant ain't fucking far. You're like, come on, man. Like, we need to go to the legislator for this.
For real.
Sorry, I see dog hump right in front of my house.
I'm trying to think, like, man, that's crazy because I've seen some of those laws and they just sound so made up, but I'm thinking, like, well, I mean, what if they're not made up? You know what I mean? Like,
no laws. I'm looking up as you speak, like, seeing the severity of them, like, they were really lost, like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But this is one of the doozy right here. You're going to trip off this, Jay. All right. It recently passed an anti-crime law requires criminals to give their victims 24 hours notice, either orally or written, and explain the nature of their crime they committed.
Are you serious?
And that's in Texas.
Wow. I'm going to let you go ahead and get your gun. meet me back here in about 24 hours, and I'm going to rob you, okay? All right, cool.
He going to be like, man, I'm going to blow your damn head off.
He like, yeah,
tomorrow.
I'm
going to give you 24 hours. That's in Texas. And in Texas, they can hold burners. Yeah, they toting big guns out there. I seen a video of somebody in Texas. It was like somebody videotaping something. They was like at the gas station. One of us wearing with holsters on the arms, on the belts. There, I was like,
oh, no.
I'm looking in the video. I'm like, damn, they just walking around with guns, and he ain't even hiding it or nothing. It was a black dude too. I was like, he ain't hiding it nothing, man. What are you doing, dog? You're just pulling
it out.
Yeah, he was like, I'm cool. I'm just going around with my gun.
They be having a holsters for every part of your body, though. That's the crazy thing. They got little. You ever see those mini guns, those little guns that's like the size of your finger?
Oh, yeah, a little Dillinger or something?
Yeah, man, you got little holsters on your fingers. You like, what's that?
Yeah, man, I'm staying strapped, dog.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, these laws is crazy out here, man.
Man, maybe we should stay out here in Cali. I don't know.
Cali got some crazy laws, too, but you know what I'm saying? It's wild all over this world, man. But we about to get in some of these hot joints, you know what I'm saying? So, what's our next joint coming up? We got another hot one from the boy Pac City. You know what I'm saying?
Pac City. What you talking about?
What you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be smooth, I told you. I'ma make you famous. It's your boy City Boy. Yeah. City, be smooth on the track. Ha, tell these haters get back. Ha, yeah. Then watch me push haters back. City get money, get cake, get stacks. All I do is be smooth.
Like my nigga on the track.
He say City be cool.
Till I kill him on the track.
I ain't a good listener, but I'm listening when they scream my name. Rappers, they on this pack. City, they like breathing, man. You see the chain? No flaws, handing out pink slips. Recognize he the boss. Geos, I keep those like ghettos and kilos. My metro, I keep low in case I got a kink flow. Then back him down like my name was Shaq Diesel. Hispanic mommy screaming out, Poppy 2-3-0.
Oh, honey, bars, shows. Why you keep acting? You already know. So why you talking loud? What you talking about? Hey, Pac City in the house.
To my song, sick ride myself.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, you'll see that I'm the one, second to none. Hottest thing under the sun, with or without a gun.
Follow me.
I show you how we do this, son. Yeah, you see me in the whip with a badass chick. Call the blue magic cash, make that ass do tricks.
Pick up to my head.
I grab a hater, snatch a hater, ain't gonna hurt him. I'm a Merkel, ain't no doctors, don't save him. Think pimping, so it is pimping.
City ain't saving him.
One for the money, too many paper cuts.
Cheese, honey, bars, shows. Why you keep acting? You already know. So why you talking loud? What you talking about?
Hey, Pac City in the house.
You know what I'm talking about.
About cheese, honey, bars, shows. Why you keep acting? You already know. So why you talking loud? What you talking about?
Hey, Pac City in the house.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'ma crease up my khakis and dust off my shirt.
Ringtone, a click to access them. When they see me online, they add them and they're requesting them.
Replying to their messages, thanking them for their ass.
Then they shoot me private pictures, they wouldn't show they dad. See the reason why these chicks let me palm their ass? All I gotta do is let them call me City Boy Pack. Backstage the passes, exes by the exit. I left mommy 2 months ago, how she find me in Texas?
Reckless.
I spent like $100 on the jewels, like fuck bills, had to cop the earrings too.
Homie, what's real?
My whole family out the hood, but I bust mine still if you think it's all good.
About cheese, honey, bars, shows. Why you keep acting? You already know. So why you talking loud? What you talking about?
Hey, Pac City in the house.
You know what I'm talking about.
About cheese, honey, bars, shows. Why you keep acting? You already know. So why you talking loud? What you talking about?
Hey, Pac City in the house.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'ma crease up my khakis and dust off my shirt.
While I'm from the back, Sir PJ here to please you, baby. This ain't just an act. Now tell me how you want it. Is it slow or is it fast? Flipping like an acrobatic girl, you know you bad. Climbing up the walls while I'm rolling in that. That thing is soaking, soaking, so I gotta make it last. Make love and then I mash it. You're so excellent. Sex, you perfected it. You got me on some up. Kissing all on you while you're saying daddy beat it up. Take you from the bed to the floor like an animal, like Hannibal. Get to the temple of the beat, baby, here we go. Hop on top, girl, don't stop, I'm then a ride.
You bouncing like a kangaroo. Ain't no limit to what we do. Finally, I got you loose. Plus, I'm gonna bark my juice. Raising the roof like Uncle Luke. Ain't worry about the neighbors. I ain't scary. They can hear us too.
My baby position, everything I like. You said I'm forgetting everything I should know. I want everything you want. So I know before I hit it.
Don't fight it, excited when I'm about to give it to you. Put it on your hair just like a caveman. I paint the picture hotter than Lucifer, baby. You got some bad intentions. Give it to you how you want it, cause I know how to pay attention to what you missing. A smashing, a beating. This ain't no secret, we on some freaks. So toot it up, girl. I got a handful of hair and I ain't letting go. Smack you across that. Just to let you know that I'm a pro with you a piece. Something on a plate that I would eat. Taking the legs and the don't get. Everything out here wanna be, but I'm the one you come to see. You wanna man, gotta pay your fee. I love the way you look from my head to a feet. Pretty brown skin, big booty, that's me. Let me go deep, let me go deep. Let me fulfill your fantasy. This is where you wanna be. From the back on sweaty cheek, cause I'm a beast. Straight out the SAT. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl.
Share those, but I'm gonna get myself on trouble. Get myself in trouble on here just one of these days. I swear.
So hey, man, I'm gonna worry about you.
I can't help it, man.
Yeah, man. We all gotta, you know what I'm saying, say something. Man, but hey, man, I was looking up, man. These top 10. I mean, we was talking about dumbest laws, but combat you. You should see what they have for the sex laws, man.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Please. Oh, please.
For our sex laws, man, they got, and you know, in illegal, in 18 states, it's illegal to have oral sex.
Wait. Repeat that?
In 18 states, it's illegal to have oral sex.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I don't know about that, man. I can't go to that place.
Come on,
but
man.
That's including Arizona. They don't name them all, but the main one they got, I guess they really enforce it is in Arizona.
Oh, so we got my cousin out there just he probably fiending, but everybody's scared they going to go to jail, huh? Dang.
Now he got a reason why he ain't getting the world sick. No, I'm just
I don't think that's the reason. Nah,
man. Kitty, we love you, man. I don't mean don't take it personal, man. We love you, man.
You know we be clowning over here, but shout out to my cousin Kitty. But I'm just saying, I'm going to have to call him later, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but look it, man, this one going to trip you out. But this, sometimes this should be a law everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
In Virginia, it's illegal to have sex with the lights on.
What?
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, man, I want to see that face. Let me see it.
Let me see them make them ugly faces.
Yeah, man.
Let's see it get a little ugly.
So it's basically illegal to see the other person while you're having sex with them.
Yes.
That's some bull right there, man. Hell no, because I like that shit with the lights on. With my, you know, my night light at least.
Your night light.
My little Mickey Mouse night light.
a little night vision on it, you know what I'm saying? Night vision care of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, well, what about that? What if you, but see, that'd be weird. Like, if you wore some night vision goggles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're having some Navy SEAL sex or something.
It's like, we're about to get deep. Yeah, about to get balls deep in that.
About this Osama, mission right here.
Hey, but look at this one, man. Is, I mean, like, when I see these laws, I'd be like, who would think of this? Like, have this happened for you to even, like, bring this up to the court's attention? Like, this one right here, man. In Hattiesburg, Pennsylvania, it is illegal to have sex with a truck driver in a tow booth.
What? So, like, okay, that sounds like something that might have happened, like, once, and then as soon as they saw it, they caught it right there.
But in the tow booth? Like, why would the truck driver be in the tow booth?
Don't they got bathrooms or something like that?
I'm saying, though, don't they got trucks? Shit. Like, I'll be paying for no tow booth or whatever. You got a truck.
They don't want to mess up the cab or whatever, so I don't know.
It's a company car.
Yeah, they use the black light in here sometimes. So
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But this is the one that really tripped me out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would think of this, you know what I'm saying? But by the state, you will realize, you know what I'm saying? You can see this out there in Utah.
Oh.
It is illegal in Utah to marry a first cousin before the age of 65.
Before the age of 65.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's so many things wrong with that. I don't even know how to comment on that.
I'm just going to leave that one right where it's at, because
yeah,
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You're not allowed to be hillbilly. No, I don't even know. Yeah.
Only in Utah, you know, so they would have that would be illegal, you know. But look it. In Georgia, you know, sexual intercourse between unmarried couples is illegal.
Oh, wow.
And so they really down there on that Bible tip right there. Like,
I was just going to say, it's actually,
So I can kind of see that, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be like, they go like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Do they really actually enforce these laws?
How can they, too, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, people telling on each other, like, man, you know.
Yeah, or they feel real bad, like, damn, I didn't mess. Yo, hey, they go to the police station and just start confessing.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how much time you get.
Be like, man, I slept with my first cousin. She's 64, dog. But don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't hold me to the letter of the law, man. I need help.
For real.
Yeah, man. It's like crazy, man.
Maybe they just give you community service or something.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know how they will find out, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's like wild. And then to even, like, make that a law, like, you know, a law, like, if people don't know the justices, they got to go to the legislator to make these laws, you know what I'm saying? Your local legislator and your state legislator, depending on how big the law is. But who will actually bring that to the court's attention? Like,
man, I would really like to know that.
Yeah, man, I gotta,
if someone can call in with that information.
Yes, man. So anybody out there that's listening, man, if you know anybody that, like in the law and everything like that, and everything like that, tell them to call in and, you know, say 661-621-7559, and just let us know, man. Give us your input on that, because that is crazy. Like, these laws that they're saying is like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go to another one, man. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like this ain't a sex one, but in Nevada, it's illegal to ride a camel on the highway.
They got camels in Nevada? Oh.
Yeah, they got camels out there.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm tripping. Okay.
I guess they got camels out there because they say it's illegal on the highway, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, first of all, where would you get the camel?
Wow.
And why would you even go on the freeway?
I don't even. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you could even. How do you even merge into.
Yeah. Camel going 2 miles per hour. You go walk on
the. You got to put your hand out.
Yeah. You know how the people together got the blinkers. The blinkers broken. You got to put the arm down, R to the side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm about to ride my camel. Yeah, nah, no thank you. Yeah. That's crazy.
Said, nah, no thank you.
Yo, can you imagine you pull up on a red light, there's a dude sitting on a camel and he's looking at you?
I was just saying, though, ladies, imagine that. You going on a date, you be like, hey, girl, I'm about to come pick you up like around 8:30. Go out, you know what I'm saying? You about to have a little cruise around on the highway and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to eat at Sahara's. That's what I'm going to tell you. We're going to eat at Sahara's, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, pull up on a motherfucking camel.
Yo, you know what? I ain't gonna lie though. That's the type of shit that I think that I would do. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we going out tonight. But we gotta ride my camel in order for you know what I'm saying?
You know, but what if the camel was tricked out though? You know what I'm saying? Had like some sad pillows and shit, you know what I'm saying? So some little silk on them, you know, the camel had a little gold nose ring and shit, little golden hoods.
He got some shades on and whatnot.
Yeah.
Some bronze hoods or something.
Got the little hookah thing on there and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh man, see now I got it in my mind. Now I think I'm gonna add that to my bucket list right there. Ride a tricked out camel,
man. That's crazy, man. I'm saying I would be impressed if I seen a female, she's like, oh yeah, you know, say, so you don't gotta come get me, I'll come, you know, saying, come scoop you and everything like that, and then she'll come up, pull up in the camel. I would be impressed, you know what I'm saying? Be like, first off, where'd you get the camel?
Yeah.
How'd you get it? You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what do you feed it?
What do you feed that motherfucker?
Sand, hay,
I'm thinking of llamas. I don't know. I thought they spit a lot, or is that just llamas?
I think that might
be llamas.
Probably all spit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all fucking crazy creatures, you know what I'm saying?
Some nasty ass creatures.
Yeah, man, I'm like, but the camel, like, I don't know, man. These laws is crazy out here, man. But we're about to get into another one of these hot joints, you know. We're about to get into the joint King Kong by my boy YG. YG. Out there, man. You know what I'm saying? On Grind Out, I mean, Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Keeping it lit, you know, we step up in the parts, man. And let niggas know, Goon Squad, man. We swag up here, man. Goon Squad, yeah. We so working G on this bit of pride, you bitch. Yeah, DNT, talking about it, man. Swag it out. Yeah, about it, man. You know what I'm nigga.
Brand new everything, hand to my toe. Wrist game sick, plus my neck up, let's go. My whip sitting cool, cause the rims match paint. They label me a boss, cause I do what they can. A beast on the beats and a monster on the set. They sideline hating, but they pose no threat. These hoes on my dick, cause they know when I'm the shit. And I run my own company and sign my own checks. Live and direct, fuck, see you around bushes. Neighborhood pusher, got it locked like prison. When OG speak, little homeboy listen. I got it for the low, with your niggas getting chippers. Hustle with aggression, cause the nigga gotta eat. Be careful who you speak to when you talking about me. Goons everywhere, north, south, east, west. But this old school swagger is known to not a beer. I rock shows and cash checks. Keep a bad bitch to the figure and assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goon. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do. I rock shows and then cash checks. Keep a bad bitch to the figure and assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goon. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do.
I do it big, nigga, I smoke good. I'm talking purple leaves and the swisher just like a gangster should. I'm standing on the corner, hard as fuck, with my mean mug look. Trying to catch a buck. I got my nerve, yeah, nigga, need to catch a bus. I need to catch a buzz like a girl catching nuts. They catching on, use my bitch as my stepping stone. Yes, I'm on, think I'm bullshitting and you're guessing wrong. Eat them up, spit them out, nigga, flesh and bone. I rock the dome, bring the all throughout your home. Young moving, not from Uber, but I'm moving.
Nope.
Stay up in my lane, I show these niggas how to do it. Younger, bad affluence, but a nigga with the movement. Yeah, your boy foolish, get toolish, watch me lose it. Savage on the music, I'm the best, don't confuse it. I'm a bomb in this bitch, then blew up, you can't confuse it.
I rock shows and cash checks. Keep a bad bitch to the figure and assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goon. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do. I rock shows and I cash checks. Keep a bad bitch to the figure and assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goon. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do. Gotta get money, so I hustle in the zone. Drinking narcotics to the niggas in the slum. Whip gang sick, flip to about the one. I'm dumping off them bundles when them cops come run. Harry since I started, two fingers with a thumb. Descended history tasks, let you know just where I'm from. It's North High Cali, you can check it on the map. And I'm on the way to Jeezy, flip it, but I bring it back. Keep the spot tracking, yes, all night long. Amsterdam flipping in the red
about a quarter, so my eyes red low. Been knocking niggas bitches so they handcuffs on. I'm a sack king, even though my team gone. Goon squad rapper, bang the squad till I'm gone. A legend on the streets, watch it beast on the beat. And the bully on the boulevard, cause my team is. I rock shows and cash checks. Keep a bad bitch, kill the figure and the assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goons. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do. I rock shows and I cash checks. Keep a bad bitch, kill the figure and assets. I blast quick, my whole clique goons. Label me a criminal, cause this is what I do.
Get a drink quicker, bend her over, get it dripping, yes, take off your drawers, face in it, straight to the point, no foreplay at all, I pull your hair because you like it, right, boyfriend number two, I hit the spot, you niggas skated right.
Some crazy news just now.
What's up? What's that?
My sister, Jatiana Smith. Shout out to Jatiana Smith. Apparently, some months back, she was trying to hit up the Bad Girls Club.
Uh-huh.
And today, they hit her back. and said, we want you to come out, come audition and everything. We want you to meet the producer out there. It's going to be out there in Burbank. So I'm like, wow. Because that's the type of show she could be on.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all met Jatiana, you know what I'm saying, you know she's perfect for that. You know what I'm saying? She ain't going to be taking no mess from nobody.
Nothing.
No mess. So don't be talking about pop off son to her because she going to pop the fuck off.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to regret telling her to do that. I swear. Because I did before. I tried to come at her crazy one time and, you know, she handled me. But, you know, that was years ago. I think I could take her now. I think.
Man, don't lie to yourself. don't lie to yourself, man.
I thought that was pretty big right there, you know. She's not even really into the, you know, the scene, the entertainment scene like that. She's more like, you know, if anything, behind the scenes, or she'll mingle. But yeah, man, I just got off the phone with her, told her congratulations and everything, and she wants me to actually come down there with her.
Yeah.
To the auditions and all that. So I'm about to be going down. I'm about to act the fool. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna act the fool over there.
You're gonna be out there with the bad girls. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jatiana. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good luck on all your success and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're on there, I'm definitely gonna watch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's big sis right there.
Yeah, man. Shout out. Hey, man. We got one more caller on the line. I think I know what this is. This is my boy Otto. Bring my boy Otto back. Automatic.
Yo.
What's up with you, boy?
What's poppin' with you, boy?
Nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? We about to close out and whatnot and everything, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Got to get it popping.
Another phenomenal show, Brody. Another phenomenal show. I mean, the chemistry between you and Jay is definitely kicking it off. Jay, big up, man. I forgot about you on that little before I left, nigga. I didn't forget about you, though.
Yo, I was back here like, man, what about me? Nah. yeah, good looking out, though.
Hey, before you close out, I know y'all was talking about the laws and shit like that. There's one law, right? I was taking that little ABC class for undisclosed reasons. And, and the instructor says there's one law in San Francisco. It's actually illegal to walk down the street being an ugly person.
Wow. Wow. So when you went out there, you got arrested?
Yeah, man. I got like two. I had to get on my Shark Chain Redemption shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't fun, man.
Oh, man. I'm just messing with you, man. But that's crazy, though, man.
We only want beautiful people here. Man, that's crazy.
Wow, man. That is, like, kind of, like, out there, man. Man, so what the actually thing is, do they actually come up and cite you?
It's like one of those, like, miniature laws. It's like one of those optional laws. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what's the standard bar, though? You know what I mean? Like,
How do you determine if somebody's ugly, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people where, I mean, everybody in the world would say, yeah, that motherfucker ugly. But, you know, there's some people that...
But they're good at heart.
You know? Yeah, that's...
It's like certain lines, you know what I'm saying? They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But they get like... Nigga, I have to agree to disagree with that one.
Yeah. Real talk.
But they're a beautiful person inside. God created everybody beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk, man. Hey, man, but we appreciate you calling in, man. Showing this love. Showing that Bang Out Radio love. You know what I'm saying? Showing that 661 love, man. We appreciate you, man. But we got another caller on the line. Caller 1912. Caller 912, you on the grind.
What's going on, man?
All right, what's up with it, man? Who is this?
Hey, no, it's all good, man. It's all good. It's a comedian, Steve Turner. And
Steve Turner.
I just
to Steve, man. How you doing, Steve?
Man, I'm
man,
good, man. It's all good, man.
How you doing, man? You all
know.
Oh,
man.
Remember, boy, Steve, he got a movie coming out, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, it's pre coming out, but this one is going straight to DVD, man. It's being distributed by Universal Studios, so... sorry, I'm calling in late, man. I've been running all day. But, yeah, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be the funniest movie since Friday.
Oh, man,
this movie's going to be it's the funniest movie since Friday. Like I said, distributed by Universal Studios. They're already talking about, they do a million copies. They're doing part two for theaters, man.
Wow.
It's a movie called My Crackhead Uncle. And, yeah, it's My Crackhead Uncle. There's one in every family, man. About two guys that moved to Miami But the guy that knows his uncle uses drugs, so a lot of crazy stuff happened to him, man. His movie's off the chain.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, man, they got the feature-length film as well as the music soundtrack comes with the thing when you get it. But it's some banging songs on there, man.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, man. Hey, but, hey, Steve, man, you're calling in a little late, man. So next week, man, we're going to have you at the top of the show, man. But,
oh, definitely, man. That'll work.
Yeah, because it's going to shut down shop in a minute. But, hey, Steve, I got your number. I'm going to call you up, man. We're going to contact you, you know what I'm saying, connect them to some things, you know what I'm saying, see if we can get that movie out there, you feel me?
Yeah, you will be here for me
that.
As well.
Yeah, man. But we appreciate you calling in and whatnot. We want to give a shout-out to all our people out there, you know what I'm saying, all our callers in, you know what I'm saying, everybody supporting the Grind Network and whatnot. Give a shout-out to my boy JP and my girl Keisha, my baby girl Amora, my mom's mom, my mama Cheryl, you know what I'm saying. And you got any shout-outs before we go, Jay?
Everybody. Shout-out to everybody. You ain't got no time.
Shout-out to everybody, man. We love y'all out there, man. Grind. All right. Jay.
Yo.
Yeah, man, we fucking got cut off, man.
Oh, that's all good, nigga.
That was the dude I was talking about from the movie. He called in like